What are the requirements for healing? Self or otherwise? I think it was Hippocrates who said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." He didn't know that what we call food in the 21st century isn't food. That there are more chemicals in what we call food than in actual medications. That we now are sold food that our body does not recognize as food. Plants and animals from faraway lands, or designer plants and designer animals, that no living creature recognizes as food. Cows, sheep, even pigs' body don't recognize corn as food. They get sick from it. Same with genetically modified alfalfa, soy and soybean, and beets. If you looked before you say food, you would know that. If you were interested in what really matters, you would know that. But the food industry, the chemicals, the designer foods have already corrupted you, you just want to sit and eat. No one is there to be curious. You are now a cog in the machine. A cog that consumes and justifies the existence of the food industry. Curiosity needs energy, and you have none. You may have energy to consume. That's pretty much it. Now, on to healing. What Hippocrates meant true. What seems to be the truth about all living things is this. If the living thing gets all the right food, and all the right circumstances, it is able to develop along the gene-defined line and be well. To do exceptionally well, it may need more of the right food and the right circumstances. What does this mean about you? Everything. If you are not well, that means that you haven't been getting the right foods and the right amounts, in the right combination, and the right circumstances. Hippocrates and I don't talk about supplements, and magic potions, and crystals and prayer and super drinks and all that caca. I looked at a black obsidian this morning. It is a beautiful stone. Shiny, black, and a lot of people attribute healing power to it. They wear it in their pocket, they wear it on their person. And they hope that it will change how they feel. But if what is wrong with you is that you don't have the right foods and the right circumstances, what can it do? Even if it had some power, and I doubt that it does, what can it do? It is like Thai chef example he uses so often, you need raw materials to cook a good soup. If you don't have some of the essentials, like salt, and onions and garlic, it won't be a good soup. Now, let's suppose that you have a session with me and I set you on the right path, and you now know what you are deficient in, what you aren't supposed to eat and what you need to eat, in the right combination and the right amount, you drink the energized water. Now what? For the most part, unless there are hidden chemicals in your food, you'll get well. But what about toxins that you have gathered in your body through decades of eating the wrong things? Muscle test says that you don't need to do a special detox, no matter what Dr. Schultz or other doctors say. Your body will now purge the toxins at its own pace, with the energy it now has to heal itself. Some 20 years ago, a naturopath refused to take me as a client. He said that my body didn't have enough energy to heal itself. I begged him, and he took me as a patient. His specialty was colonics, with a detox method. And to eat, he prescribed brown rice and water. And no matter how many cleansing colonics I got, I didn't get well. Why? For three reasons. 1. Brown rice is toxin for my body. 2. He didn't insist on me consuming the daily 90 essential nutrients. 3. He didn't insist because he had no idea what my body was going to do well with. I don't know anyone who does. Other than Source. I read someone daydreaming that one day a simple DNA swab will tell them. And he was right on. It is in the DNA. At least the foods you can eat. But that test still won't tell you what you are allergic to, what you have become resistant to and sensitive to, maybe even intolerant to. So the day when science will be able to duplicate what I do is far, and that's where it's at. And to close this article, I want to share something that is somehow significant. I like cauliflower. My body likes cauliflower. So I eat a lot of it. 2 to 3 times a week. I also like zucchini, and red beets, and onions, and garlic, and turnip, and cabbage. But cauliflower is my favorite nowadays. The shrink-wrapped homegrown cauliflower tests no. The Guatemalan frozen cauliflower tests yes. Why? Because for something to have any significant shelf life, it has to be treated with chemicals. But to freeze something as you pick it, in the field, no chemical is needed. So I buy the frozen cauliflower. And it is divine. To me and to my body. And another thing, appetite. Contrary to what everyone says, you need appetite. When you eat the right foods, your appetite is what will matter. Don't wait until you are very hungry. Hunger will make you eat stuff that is not good for you. Hunger will make you eat too fast, so you can't digest your food. So don't listen to all the people out there, they don't know what they are talking about. I think that modern man has no idea when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat. So modern man makes rules. And most of those rules are BS rules. So what works? Appetite says, in the language of the body, that it is ready to eat. Not anything. Real food. It says that it is able and willing to release digestive juices, right now, and the food you'll eat will turn into energy. Hunger, the hunger pangs you feel is not real hunger. You can test if it is real hunger by putting your palm against your stomach and feel into it. You can feel that the stomach is upset. Unbalanced. Or if it is true hunger, you can feel that. When it is hunger pangs, upset stomach, indigestion, what is hungry is the addictive toxic ingredients. They want more of themselves, or the kanjada wants you to feed it. Hunger pangs, retain strong hunger is not your body's language. It is the toxin's language. How do I know I have an appetite? I salivate when I look at or think about food I can eat. I don't have appetite, I don't have salivation for chocolate, or fruit, or potatoes. I can't eat them. They are not on my list. I get that when I look at cauliflower. And that signals me to prepare food for myself. If it is meat or eggs. I first have an appetite for vinegar straight from the pepperoncini jar. As a blood type AB, and as an old woman, my stomach can't make stomach acid strong enough every time I eat protein-rich food. I know it was the perfect thing to do, in addition to having had an appetite for it, is that I enjoy it. 2-3 gulps. And I smack my lips. Yummy. And then I am ready for meat, or eggs. Cauliflower doesn't need stomach acid. It needs nothing. And I can't wait for it to get tender so I can gobble it up. Yum. If you want me to test a food list for you, this is a perfect time. Winter food list is dramatically different from summer food list. Get your food list measured. P.S. I first wrote this article back in 2016. Since then my diet changed, and changed dramatically. Today I can eat fish once or twice a week, eggs ditto. The rest of the time the only animal food I can eat is milk and milk products. But I still love cauliflower. The frozen kind.